So we saw yesterday a braisa that brought a double machlokas, and this is what we're going to discuss this morning, Be'ezus Hashem. Both of them concerning Eidus. The first machlokas was with regard to the actual witnessing of the event, and the second machlokas is the way they report, the way they report it in Beis Din. So if you remember, the first machlokas is, must they see the event together or not? And the second machlokas is, must they report it together or not? Those are the two machlokasim. What we did not discuss yesterday, and this the Bryson now does discuss, is what is the logic or what is the source for either of those arguments. So let's have a look. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. Right in the middle of the line, the word gufa. First words on the line are es ha'edim. Now, whenever we have the word gufa, important word, important principle with no exception, gufa always means, whenever the Gemara quotes a Mishnah or a Braisa, gufa means we're now going to re-examine it in further depth. Gufa, l'chayra, comes from the word guf, body. So we're now going to examine the body of these Braisa. The Braisa was mentioned, and we only visited it briefly. Now, gufa, we're going to examine the body of the Braisa that we just mentioned. So have a look at the Gemara. Gufa, in the middle of the line there. La'olam ein eidusan mitzarefes ad sheyiru shneihem ke'echot. So the opinion, it's anonymous, but we'll call it the Tanakama, says that they can only combine, they can only be mitzaref to form a group of two eidim if they saw the event together. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha oimer that no, afilu bezeh achar zeh. Now, just remind ourselves, let's just remind ourselves, what does that mean? What is the case? How can you have a case of zeh achar zeh? So we said, because, for example, if each one of the Eidim testified that they saw Reuven borrowing money from Shimon, they may well be referring to different events, but it doesn't matter. L'chayra, at least that's the discussion. Because at the end of the day, I have two people both claiming that Reuven owes money to Shimon. It's true, they were not witnessing the same event. Is that a problem or is it not a problem? So the Tanakhama says, yes, it's a problem. They've got to be testifying. They've got to witness the same event. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha saying, no, afilu zeh achazeh. Says the Gemara, b'mai komiflegi, what is the machlokes all about? So far, we have only seen that the opinions have been expressed, but we've not seen any explanation. So b'mai komiflegi, what is the discussion? What is the argument revolving about? So says the Gemara, Ibois Ema Kro, the Ibois Ema Svora. Which means this argument could be dependent either on logic or it's based on a pasuk. There could be two different ways to explain this machlokes. Says the Gemara, let's then go for it. Ibois Ema Svara. You could explain that it's based on logic. And what is the logic? A mone. Remember, we always speak about a coin, a mone. A mone is a coin, 100 worth. A mone de komasid hai. The mone about which this one is testifying, loy komasid hai, is not the one that the other one is testifying about. And in turn, umone de komasid hai, loy komasid hai. So this is not based on apostle, this is just purely logical. The Tanakhama says, how can they possibly form a group of Eidim when the mone that Reuven is testifying or Levi is testifying is not the mone that Yehuda is testifying about? And the one that Yehuda is testifying about is not what Levi is testifying about. So how can you possibly form a group of Eidos when they're talking about two different events? Says the Gemara, that's true. But Ve'idach, the other opinion, disagrees also based on logic. Meaning Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says, Ve'idach, Amona Ba'alma, Taravayu Komishadi. At the end of the day, there is a mona, which they are both testifying about, albeit a different mona to each other, but the common denominator is, we are both in agreement that Reuven owes a mona to Shimon. So there is a logic that L'chaira would work in either direction. Have a look at Rashi. B'mai komiflegi, says Rashi, Tanakama v'Rabbi Yeshua. What is the machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? Says Rashi, Amone de komasid hai, etc. Ze oime. This one says, Levi, for example, says, Befonai hilvehu mone. It was in front of me that Reuven borrowed a mone from Shimon. Okay. Vezeh oimer, and the other aid, that's Yehuda, what does he say? The same. Befonai hilveyu mone. That's interesting, Yehuda says, because the same thing happened in front of me. Zeh loy ra'o shel zeh. But neither of them saw what the other one saw. We don't even claim that it was the same story. So Levi says, I saw Reuven borrow a mona from Shimon at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Yehuda says, well, that's interesting. I saw Reuven borrow a mona from Shimon 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're both in agreement that the story that you saw is not the story that I saw. The story that I saw is not the story that you saw. So therefore, Nimtza, says Rashi, She'ein kan edus sholem. There is no complete edus b'mone echod. We do not actually have two edim who saw the same mone. So that is the logic of the Tanakama. Again, it's not coming from a pasuk, just coming on logic. If you want to know why does the Tanakama say that they've got to see the same event, because if not, how can they be considered edus sholem? One more Rashi, Ve'idach, the other one says, doesn't matter. Mikol Mokim, nonetheless, Tarvayu, both of them, Mishadi, are testifying. In the final analysis, they're saying the same thing. De mona koroshi be. A mona was borrowed. Which mona? When was the mona? What's the difference? We have two people who both testify that Reuven borrows money from Shimon. So here we have a very, very deep argument, which the Gemara calls at the moment a machlokes in Svara, not in Psukim. Must we be testifying about the same event, or does it suffice that we are both in agreement about the same thing, albeit coming from different stories? That's not a pasuk, that's Svara. Yes.
I can't even believe that this is really happening, because the person that says that doesn't have to be the same incident, how could you even say that? The two Edim have got to be regarding one particular loan or one particular owing. You can't just say, well, I know he owes, and I know he owes from a different time, so it's two Edim that he owes. I mean,
you're just very nicely presented the other side of the argument.
I understand, but I don't even understand the half a minute to think the other way.
It's not a half a minute. It's a maskana. That's it. What's the logic against? There's an opinion.
What's the logic for it?
What's the logic?
You're really only bringing one Edim.
No, two Edim who both say that Reuven knows Shimon. How they know their information, since the Tanakama, is irrelevant, as long as it's credible. But who says it has to be the same? You're very nice.
Is this
the other side of the argument? I agree.
Is the Gemara using an example of DNA Momonos, or is it only regarding DNA Momonos?
Well, we'll see. If it's not DNA Momonos, then it's going to be hard to work out. Right? If Reuven says that Levi says that Reuven killed Shimon, at 4 o'clock, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then Yehuda says, yeah, I also saw it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, obviously, it doesn't make any sense.
No, but he could say like this. I saw Reuven kill Shimon at 2. Oh, it's funny. I saw Reuven kill Reuven at 4. Oh, so obviously Shimon's a killer. Who
no,
ate him? I mean,
because that can't. No, it's no shaykhs. Because there, that can't be. It can't have happened twice.
No, two different guys, you know.
You
two
can
different
only
cases.
Kill
He's a murderer. He's a murderer.
No, we do not kill somebody unless we know who the victim is. It doesn't help to say that he killed somebody. I've got no idea who. What was the story? So that story could not have happened twice. But nobody denies it might well be that Reuven borrowed from Shimon twice. I don't know, it could be. So we've got two Edim altogether, so he has to pay them on it. If I would have two Edim about the morning loan and two Edim about the afternoon loan, fine, then he'd be chayev twice. But I don't have that. That would be like four Edim. But I don't
have according to the second guy, how would you even know how much to pay back? The first guy says, I know, I saw in the morning that Shimon lent Reuven $100. Oh, it's funny. I saw in the afternoon he lent him $200. So how do you know how much to pay back?
So at least $100, because that's the only thing they agree on. That's not the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says, talk about a money. They both agree it was a money. If there's a discrepancy, then we have to find the common ground. That, says the Gemara, is an interpretation of the Machloikas based on Svara. Now the Gemara says that actually it could also be based on a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? So look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Ibois Ema Kro. We could suggest that actually the Machloikas is not just based on logic, but it actually revolves about the understanding of a particular Pasuk. Why? Because it says in the Torah, "Vehu aid oira oyada." What is that talking about? That's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and that is the parasha that we call Shvuas Ha'edus. Shvuas Ha'edus means that where we have reason to believe that somebody witnessed a particular event, then he's obligated to testify. And if he doesn't, he's got to take a shvua to claim that actually he did not see the event. That's what the pasuk is saying. Who ate? We think that he did see it, or yoda, he knows about it, he saw it. That's the context of that pasuk. Now we note that it uses the word aid in the singular. He is an aid. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, we have a brisa. Mimashma shenema. The implication of that which is written, loy yokum aid. That is a pasuk later on in the Torah and Parsha Shaftim. The Torah says, loy yokum aid echod. A single aid should not stand up in Beis Din and testify. Why not? Which Issa? Which Issa is it for a single aid to come to Beis Din and testify that he saw Reuven be Mechal Shabbos? Which Issa is that?
Motzi Shemra?
Yes, Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra. The only heta you've got to report something in Beis Din is if you're a valid aid and you're going to punish him. But if it's of no value because you're a single aid, then it's Lashon Hara. Now, listen very carefully to the Lashon of the Pasuk. Loi yokum aid echod. A singular aid should not stand up. Now, imagine you would have missed out that last word, echod. And it simply would have said, loi yokum aid. How would you have translated that? Aid is a singular, it doesn't say aidim. So presumably, we would have to translate that. A singular aid should not stand up. So why, in fact, did the Torah have to spell out lo yokum aid echod? Even without the word echod, aid in the singular means one aid. It's like if I say to you here, come to the take the fridge and take out one apple. Well, I don't need to say that. It's just enough to say, take out an apple. An apple means in the singular. Otherwise, it would have said apples in the plural. So look at the Gemara. Mimashma shenema. The implication, the understanding of that which is written, lo yokum eid, quote unquote. Eini yoidea shehu echot, question mark. Do I not know that that means one aid? Surely I do, because written in the singular. If that's the case, ma Talmud loima, why does the Torah then have to write echod, quote unquote? And the answer is to teach us a very important rule, b'chala Torah kula. Ze bono av. This now builds for us a basic rule that kol mokoim shenema aid. This teaches us that wherever it says the word aid in the singular, actually, harikan shnayim, it actually means two, ad, until such point, sheyifaret l'cho hakosov echod. Unless the Torah goes out of its way to qualify and explain that it means an aid echod, the assumption must always be that the word aid in the singular actually means two. Therefore, when we said before, take an apple, that's the same thing as take one apple. That's true. That's not a fair comparison. Because if I say take an apple, that really does mean one. But when the Torah says an aid, that actually means two. Aid is a coin word, is a phrase that means to aid him. The only way it can mean one aid is if the Torah spells out aid echod. But if you don't add that word echod, then what is the translation of the word aid? Aidim. Aid means aidim. So how do you express one aid? You've got to write aid echod. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, now let's go back to the pasuk we quoted before. We just quoted a pasuk, v'hu aid. What does that mean, v'hu aid? Again, we're talking about somebody there who we think witnessed the event. So how do you now translate, in light of the rule that we've just now expressed, how do you translate that pasuk, v'hu aid? Absolute silence over here. What does v'hu aid mean? What must it mean?
To aid him.
Because the word aid always means double, unless you add the word echod. So v'hu aid actually means aidim. So here we have an interesting drasha. We have the word aid on the one hand written in the singular. On the other hand, the understanding is in the plural. So we have a little contradiction, minei ubei. On the one hand, the way it's written is in the singular, aid, and yet the understanding is aidim. So is it one or is it two? Says the Gemara, v'afke rachmona beloshoin chad. So if it really does mean two aidim, why did the Torah indeed, v'afke, it expressed it in the singular? Lameima, in order to teach us the rule that ad dechozi tarvayu kechad. They've got to see it absolutely together. So this is not a logic, this is not a svara, like we were saying before. Rather, this is a posuk. If the Torah says v'hu aid, which actually really means aidim, but is nonetheless written in the singular, do you know what's coming to teach us? Is it two or is it one? And the answer is, it's both. It's two aidim, but they like one. Why they like one? Because they absolutely saw the story as one. That is the source of the Tanakama's opinion. So Larry was saying before that surely it's the most logical thing in the world. obviously you've got to see the same event. That was the first half of the Gemara. The second half of the Gemara is, no, it's not based on logic, it's based on a pasuk. If the Torah says, v'hu eid, which we know must mean eidim, based on the rule that we explained before, so if it means in the double, then why is it written in the single? Is it double or is it single? The answer is it's both. It's double in the amount of people witnessing, but it's single in the way they witness it, i.e., they witness it together as one. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. So what about the other opinion? After all, Rabbi Shua ben Karacha said that no, they do not need to witness the same event. Says the Gemara, Ve'edach. And the other opinion, Rabbi Shua ben Karacha says, V'hu eid oira'a oyoda, quote unquote, mikol mokoim, in any circumstance. He does not limit it to two Eidim who saw it as one, but rather two Eidim in any which way they saw the event. Look at Rashi quickly. Says Rashi, v'hu eid. Now that posuk, like we said, shvua so'edus, v'haikra b'shnei Eidim mishto'i. That posuk is talking about two Eidim, legaba korban shvua so'edus. If there's only one aid, the lawyer idu pot potter. Okay, we're not going to get involved in the lochas of shvur seidus. But the tanya mi mashma shenema aid echad mashma. The afki rachmona b'loshoin chad, because it says v'hu aid. It says it in the singular, but yet you've just told me it doesn't mean in the single. It means in the double. So is it single or is it double? So the Tanakhama says it's both. It's a double group, meaning it's two Eidim, but they see it as one. So that is the end of this part of the sugya. What is the basis? What is the machloikas all about between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shua ben Karacha? Either it is an argument based on logic. Must they be talking about the same mona? Yes or no? Alternatively, it's not based on logic. It's based on the pasuk. If I have a pasuk that says v'hu eid, which means two people, but it's written in the singular, must I understand that to mean that, yes, it's two people, but they're witnessing the same event? Yes or no? Yes.
Doesn't it say in Dvarim, lo yakum eid echad v'ish l'ral, and a whole pasuk in the...
That's a pasuk we just quoted.
Yeah, but...
That is a pasuk we just quoted.
Yeah, but then that pasuk says you need... It doesn't say eid, lo yakum eid echad.
Right.
It says you need two eid.
No, that's the drasha. Why does it need to say lo yakum eid echad? Just say lo yakum eid. Eid is the singular. So from here you learn that no, eid in the Torah is a phrase that always means two, unless you add the magic word echad. But the word eid by itself means two. Yes, Rav Nachum.
When it's according to the opinion, it says together. They have to be together. Does that mean time and location?
No,
or at the same time, right. But they can be a different location.
Location was a different story that we discussed yesterday. Must the Eidim be aware of each other's presence? Can one be sitting in his house? Can the other one sit? That's a different discussion. Here we're talking about, are they witnessing the same event?
So that's together just means time.
Right. Means they're talking about the same story. It's not that I'm talking about one mona and you're talking about a different mona. We are talking about the same mona. We both witnessed the same event. Now, where we were standing at the time, were we aware of each other's presence? Like I said yesterday, that's a Mishnah in Makkos, that's a different discussion. That's not what we're talking about. So we have now dealt with the first of the two machloikas. Remember what we said in the Braisa? There was one machloikas with regard to what are they testifying about, which we have now dealt with in two different ways, either based on logic or a pasuk. Now there's a second discussion. What is the way that they testify? Do they have to give their eidos together? If you remember, that was the opinion of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that no, one can come today, one can come tomorrow. Here, we're not talking about the event that they witnessed. Rather, here we're talking about the manner in which they testify about it. So have a look at the Gemara. Ve'ein eidusan miskayemes bebezdin. This is all a quote. Ad sheyo'idu shneyem ke'echot. They've got to testify together. Obviously, we explained this yesterday. Obviously, it doesn't mean that two people talk at the same time. It means they testify together, one after another. However, Reb Nosson disagrees. And Reb Nosson says, no, shemin dvarav shel zehayoyim. Ukashayovei chaveiroi lemochar shemin dvarav. They do not have to be together. We can hear one today, one tomorrow. So we have a machlekas. So again, what is the machlekas all about? Says the Gemara, b'mai komiflegi. Again, what's the machlekas about? And once again, the Gemara says, ibois eima svara, ibois eima kro. This could be explained either based on logic or based on a pasuk. Okay. So what is the logic? Says the Gemara. Ibois emes svara. What would be the way that we could explain this machloikas logically? Nothing to do with a drasha from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, Mar sova eid echod ki osi leshvua osi lememoina loy osi. Have a look at Rashi. The last Rashi on the Omid. Leshvua osi. We have a famous principle, Rabbi Isai. This is very, very important to know. Let's remind ourselves of some basic ground rules in Eidus. The general rule, as we well know, but it does have exceptions. The general rule is, and whenever we talk about Eidus, we need two. If you're standing under a chuppah, you need two Eidim. If there is a get in Beis Din, you need two Eidim. If you want to put somebody to death because there's Chilul Shabbos, we need two Eidim, etc., etc., etc. What are the exceptions to that, by the way, of matters of Issa V'Heta? If anybody ate dinner last night and his wife gave him the food, how do you know that that food was kosher? The answer is, well, presumably, if your wife presented it to you, we assume that that's a testimony that it's kosher. That may well be, but it's only one person. The answer is, in matters of Issa or Heta, not monetary matters or matrimonial matters, one aid suffices. When a woman, for example, becomes Tameo, and then she goes through the Shiva Nakim, she does Bedikas, she goes to the Mikveh, etc., etc. So how do we know it's true? Because she told you so. That's only one person. Yes, because in matters of Issa V'Heta, even an Eid Echad suffices. So that is an exception to the rule. Now, what about in a monetary case? If one aid would come to Beis Din and he would say, I testify that Reuven owes Shimon money, $1,000. What's the halacha? Nothing doing. You've got to have two aidim. Does that mean that the single aid is irrelevant and a waste of time? And the answer is, no. An aid echot, in the case of a monetary case, even though he does not have the power to extract money from one party to give to the other, but he can be machayev eshvur. So if I come as a single aid and I testify that Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Reuven is in denial, so if I would have come as a group of two Eidim, so Reuven's denial is worthless. Sorry, you can't argue with two Eidim, you're chayav to pay. But over here, Reuven's denial is only in the face of one aid. So does he have to pay? The answer is no, but he does have to make a shvur. So that is the limited, but not completely negated, power of an Eid Echot. So now look at the bottom line in Rashi. Zok Rashi, l'shvua osi, eid echod, einoi, mechayev, momen. as we just said, a singular aid cannot be machayev mamon, cannot obligate one party to pay another. Elo shvua, but rather a shvua he can obligate. So if I testify that you owe somebody money and you deny, you will not have to pay, but you will have to make a shvua to back your statement up. Hilkoch. Therefore, remember, what are we talking about? Two Adam testifying, but not together. Kesheheid ze yechidi, veze yechidi. Remember, the opinion of the first shitta was that they've got to testify together as a group, not one today and one tomorrow. He says, do you know why? Because if you testify as two individuals, one today and one tomorrow, then neither of you by yourselves have the koyach to extract money. I view you as two eid echods, but not as a group of two eidim. So what do I say to each one? Very nice. You cannot extract money. And the next day when the other aid comes, I say, neither can you, because you did not come as a group. You came as two separate eid echods. So kasheheid ze yechidi veze yechidi loy shaycha toiras momoin be'edusam. It's not shaykh to extract any money with their eidus veloy mitzarfinan lohu. And we cannot be mitzarf them, they cannot combine. Also, because they clearly have not come to extract money, because they can't, because they've come as two separate individuals. Okay, I see we're running out of time, so Mitz Hashem will come back to this tomorrow. Bezos Hashem is Baruch. Okay, have a wonderful day, and we should just.